Welcome to the Positively Midlife podcast. We are college friends, now in our 50s, exploring midlife together. Join us on this journey filled with honest discussion on the topics and challenges that are important to women at midlife. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to do something really fun, a comparison between our favorite high and low-end makeup and skincare for midlife.
To splurge or to dupe? That's the question, right, Ellen?
That now, is the question, Tish.
Now, who doesn't just love a good dupe to a real high-end product, right? I get so excited when I find something that is as good or at least comparable, right? So the question becomes, when should we splurge and when should we go for that more economical substitute, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great question. And there are some must-have higher-end products that I just can't live without. But the more affordable brands are getting better and better all the time. I see this. My makeup bag, whether it's my big makeup bag or the one in my purse, both of them have a combination of both high and low. And I think most women are like that. What about you, Tish?
You know, Ellen, it sounds like your makeup bag is like that book, The Outsiders, where the greasers and the socias are mixing, but they're living together. It's scandalous. You know, Elle, I know I had to reach out to a lot of our girl tribe, and I wanted to find out more about what they wanted or what their high and lows were. Mm-hmm. And so we could share some of their favorites as well.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So this week, Tish, just for our listeners, we're not calling out individual obsessions like we usually do, but we're going to share a link to our special high-low storefront on our new Amazon store. So it is a special page dedicated to everything that we talk about today. I'm excited about that.
I think that's going to be great. And so as any of our listeners are listening to this podcast today and you're like, oh, I got to write this name down or this product down, don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. Go to our storefront. They're all going to be there so you'll be able to go through them.
Excellent. So I think our listeners know that we went on a big girls getaway last fall. And one of my favorite parts was seeing everybody's makeup bag, what they brought.
And using.
Yes.
I needed to sample different hair products, different makeup stuff. I mean, I felt like we were back in college again. What kind of blush are you using? Can I use that hair curler?
You know, it's so true. I love that part. And let me tell you, I walked away with a few nuggets from it. I had so much fun looking at what you, Felicia, Kristen, and Kathy had in their makeup bags and really finding out why they had that specific product, you know, what they liked about it. But the thing that really struck me was the mix of high and low across everyone's makeup bag.
You know, I felt like I hit the lottery when I got to be Faye's roommate because I was knee deep in all kinds of great products. It was like a smorgasbord of facial care.
Not only facial care, I have to say there were a lot of hair appliances in that room too.
I fell in love with the one that sucks in your hair and curls it. Until I heard the price tag, but it was real fun using it while I was there.
We're going to talk about that later on because I invested in that too and then cut my hair and I have nothing to suck into the very expensive hair dryer.
I'll give you my address.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, for me, I always assumed that one of the major differences between like a drugstore, like for me, it's CVS, and the high-end formula were the ingredients. But I don't think it's still these days only the ingredients or just the ingredients. For me, I think a lot of times it's the design and the packaging and how they really market it, right? Those really contribute to a large part, to me, of the increased price of high-end makeup.
You know, some of the high-end products do have some better, maybe, formulations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you pay more for animal, like that does, there's no animal cruelty involved, things like that. And those are worth it. And, but sometimes it's really about the color palette. Mm-hmm. That sometimes those high-end ones just nail this, like, amazing new colors and that perfect shade that really grabs our attention. But I will say the dupes are getting better and better at copying those.
You know, where I grew up in New Jersey, Tish, it was L'Oreal and Lancome had a very big production plant there. And I was so lucky. A neighbor worked there. I had access sometime to go into the company store. And it really struck me that a lot of the things they were developing for Lancome were also being used in L'Oreal. But I always felt like there was a difference in the color selection, like you were saying, with the Lancome products at that time versus the L'Oreal. So I think it's really come a long way, wouldn't you say?
I would say so too. You know, it's, I think with, especially with social media, where you can, I love when they go and do half their face in the high end and half their face in the low end. So you can really see the difference, right?
Yeah.
And, but it sometimes it's that color. Sometimes it just comes down to the color. So you got to make those decisions, right?
Right. Big decisions. And as I said, I'm a mix of high and low. And I love to look at Allure magazine has the best of beauty every year.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's such a great mix of high and low, really products that span the bank, all the mix. And so I get a lot of my information there, but you're right. Social media has really just opened it up wide for us. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of the differences too, there are some differences in the formulations. I know for me, I have a really sensitive skin to anything that has fragrance in it. Mm-hmm. So I always am looking for that fragrance-free, that you know, because otherwise, like almost instantly, I'll start to itch, you know, mm-hmm. so I can really tell the difference. So you got to look between the performance between the high end and low end. And I think we have some of our, we're going to talk about our favorites in both camps. And when I reached out to all the friends, there are some, like, they're not budging from their high end product. You know, there's some that they're just, you know, that's the only thing they use, mm-hmm. whether it's a mascara or a foundation. And then other things, it's like, oh, no, and I use this. Yeah.
It's true. And, you know, I'm a real sucker, as I said, for the packaging or the fragrance-free or the hypoallergenic or, you know, sometimes they say, like, you know, they're done by dermatologists or scientists, right? It's so true. What each of us has is kind of that lever to choose whether we go high or low. All right. I just want us then to really dive in, Tish, and talk about some of our favorites and some of our friends. So for me, let's start low end. I really like CeraVe, and my dermatologist has recommended it. I don't know about you with that product.
You know, I've not used that one in particular. But mm-hmm. I have used, like I said, facial Lubriderm. That's kind of my low end that I always kind of go to. And again, it's about that fragrance-free, about that lightness. And so it doesn't make me itch. But yeah, I've got to try that CeraVe as well.
Right. Another one that actually one of my sons turned me on to is from a company called The Ordinary. And it is a marula oil. And this company, I mean, things are like $10, $12. That marula oil I can use on my face because I'm dry. My cuticles.
What's marula?
It's some sort of oil that comes in a
like
little
a nut?
Glass bottle. Yeah, I think it is a nut. I should have looked that up. But I can use it in my hair, you know, where it's a thing you can use wherever. And The Ordinary makes a lot of different oils that you can use kind of across your body. And I also use a thing called Bliss Vitamin C. I think Kathy Shea from our girl tribe was the first one about 10 years ago that turned me on to using a vitamin C serum. So those are a few things on the skin as far as that area that I like. I know you like Lubriderm. Anything else? High, low?
You know, I've tried, like, I have a friend of mine who sells like home product, like, so I've tried a lot of their products and stuff that I've really liked, you know, that leaves your, you know, skin rather glowy. But I seem to always tend back to the Lubriderm because it seems to do the job for me right now.
Yeah. I mean, one of the higher end products I love is a company called OSEA. It's out of Malibu, California. Right there, they had me.
Right there.
Again, a whole line of kind of ocean scented facial cleanser, but body oil. And I don't know if you're like me, Tish, here, you know, menopause, post-menopause, I can't get enough moisturizer on my body at this point. But I had a facial last year and all the products they used were from OC and they just smelled light, not heavy fragrance, because I know you don't like that. But that's a brand that I really like. And I know that Kristen and Kathy also had that on our girls' trip.
Ah, yes. I didn't get into Kristen's bag, and that's one I should have gotten into and see what she's, you know, because she has amazing complexion, you know. For somebody as fair as she is, both Kathy and Kathy Shea and Kristen, they're so fair, but yet their complexions are just amazing.
I know. I'm going to talk about one of Kristen's secrets a little later on from her home state of Vermont. So we have something from her makeup bag. But, you know, I really love this low-end kind of foundation called L'Oreal Skin Match. Mm. And it is a blendable powder foundation. I've had this problem, Tish, where a tinted moisturizer is too light, but a foundation feels too heavy a lot of days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this L'Oreal Skin Match, 34 shades, amazing product. Again, CVS all the way.
Well, me personally, when I do use foundation, and I don't use it all the time, mm-hmm. I started off with that El Maquillage that does the perfect color matching, you know, based on a quiz. And, and I'm sure everyone has seen all the social media where it's just like amazing. And it looks like there's nothing on your face. So me, when I go to use something, that's what I tend to use. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more middle of the road.
Yeah.
But they came bursting on the scene, or at least came to my, you know, it was during the pandemic where you couldn't go out and buy stuff like that. So that was a big thing to be able to do that. But one of our friends, Kitty, she absolutely loves the Armani. This is a high-end one. The Armani Luminous Silk Glow Foundation. I didn't even know she wore foundation. That's how amazing her skin looks with that.
I'm telling you, she is somebody who has not gone out in the sun a lot, and you can really tell at this point. I did get into her makeup bag because if you remember, her room was directly across from the room I was in. And she also had a lot of Tom Ford products that were really, really great. I have to confess, after we were putting down our things to do this episode, I did order a sample of Il Maquillage and I took the quiz and it came and it is really nice. And you're right. It's not a high or a low. It's a middle of the road.
It's more the middle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, I have had that. And I, like I said, I don't use it every day. It just goes so far though. Like I've had it for quite a while and been using it. Now, a good friend of mine, Kelly, she absolutely loves Estee Lauder and Laura Mercier.
Laura
is
Mercier.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mercier and, you know, as far as their foundations. So those were her favorite picks. And then another friend of mine that I was quizzing, because it was funny how many people came back with foundations. They had real strong opinions on foundations. Mm-hmm. And my friend Sarah said Chanel. And she said, now, we're down here in the South. And so in the summertime, it's hard to wear foundations because it kind of melts off your face. And she is definitely out in the public all the time. So she'll do full foundation. And even in the Southern heat, it will last all day for her. Wow. So she swears by the Chanel foundation. Mm-hmm. And that's another person. I had no idea she even wore foundation.
Isn't that funny?
I think that's what you should go to when you're talking about foundation. You should know when, you know, to have that more natural look. Yes.
I love that natural look. And I think as we age, one of my biggest concern is, like, you know, the older lady with the wrinkles with the foundation stuck in it.
I don't know anything about that. How do you like my island of denial?
Listen, you know this, but I had to get a 20X mirror to learn how to put these contacts in. And I saw things that I had no idea were on my face prior. Listen, ladies, if you want to really know what's out there, just get a 20X mirror.
But what's funny is we had another vote on El Maquillage, and that was from Linda. She swears by that. And again, that color match kind of, you know, sold it for her as well.
I love that Linda is into that. And I think she came back with a few other things we're going to talk about today. So thanks, Linda, for sharing that.
So I would say the second biggest response that I got from our friends was to talk about favorite mascara. First, it was the foundation. That was what most people responded. But second came back with they were serious about their foundation. Now, me, I'm typically on the low end. I absolutely love the L'Oreal Big Sky Mascara.
Ooh.
And I was always a huge fan of Better Than Sex Mascara.
Yes.
And the one time I went in there and the store that I was buying for, they were sold out or something of the Better Than Sex. And so I picked up this one and the girl behind the counter said, people like this one better than that one.
Hmm.
I said, okay. So that one, she just absolutely swears by. I recently tried another one and I find that it's all over my face almost right away. It's like flaking and coming off. So I'm like, I think I'm going back to Big Sky. Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you were going to also say, I think Kitty swears by the Trish McAvoy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dramatic lash mascara.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I mean, her eyes always look amazing. She's got those bright blue eyes. But she, again, being fair, she has very pale lashes. Mm-hmm. So without mascara, they kind of get lost a little bit. And she said with that one coat for daytime, but she can put on multiple coats and it's almost like she's got, you know, a set of lashes on, you know, it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I think though, we also tried a mascara when we were down there called Thrive, right?
That was, yeah, Thales Thrive.
Mm-hmm. And the tubular. So it allegedly puts a tube over your lash. And then can easily come off at the end of the night, right? I asked for that for Christmas from some family and I got it, but I don't like it. I don't love it like I thought I loved it down there. Very interesting. I'm like Linda. I still want that tube of pink and green. Is it CoverGirl or Maybelline? Right. You know,
right.
Is it Maybelline?
Yeah, CoverGirl is Maybelline.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that tells you where I'm at. I like to change my mascara all the time. Like once I feel like it gets clumpy I just want to throw it out and have a new one. So I don't want to invest a lot in it, but I have to say I was disappointed with the Thrive. I know other people love it. You know, Tish, that I found this thing, and I might be late to the party by about 30 years on this, but I was always getting mascara on my eyelids or
that's
my lower.
Your eyelashes were so long.
I was just like, but I got this kind of thing you put over your eye and you brush your mascara on over it. And then you take it off and any mascara is on this. I will put a link to it. I know I'm probably not explaining it. You know, it's from Tweezerman, that brand Tweezerman that makes the best tweezers, ladies. Got to go with the Tweezerman. But it's, you know, it's like a $4 thing. But it's absolutely amazing. I do think if you ask me mascara, I would choose mascara over foundation as the number one. Beauty product.
I'm not saying it's the number one beauty product foundation. More people had very specific opinions on that. Mm-hmm. So I got more feedback on the foundations. The second biggest response I had was about mascaras. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a friend of mine, Sarah, she swears by Mary Kay. And it's been years since I've used them. You know, I don't think I've, you know, we all used to get invited to all those parties and, I don't even know if they do those anymore, but, So I was like, maybe I got to try that again. But when Linda reminded me about the pink and green, I thought, maybe I should do that one. Yeah.
I love that one. All right. Let's move on to an area that I think is kind of new, at least for me. Again, I think I'm late to the party. It's serums.
Okay.
And Kristen in her makeup bag had a lot of products by a Vermont brand. She's from Burlington, Vermont, called Ursa Major Beauty. And she let me use a lot of her different products that she had, but I became addicted to this Mountain Glow serum. And this serum has 44 clean actives, adaptogens, vitamins B, C, E. I mean, you name it. And I love using this serum. And again, it's between a high and a low. You know, it's probably like $40 a jar and a pump. And I must have put it on a repeat and save kind of thing because I went out in front and there was a box there and I was like, oh my God, it's my Mountain Glow
Ursa
serum.
Major. I love it.
I love it.
Does it give you a glow?
It's not dewy. Like I think you're thinking like it's not the dewy. It's just, you know, to all of the photo esterols and adaptogens are supposed to make your skin glow in that sense. Right.
You know, I'm obsessed about the glow. I'm all about the glow always.
You are all about the glow.
And my friend Kelly, like her low end lotion was the Nivea lotion, but the one with the almond oil.
Mm.
She said it just gives her a great glow.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think there's the idea of like the dewy or a little bit of the opalescent in it. These are more the serums I'm talking about. They're not glowy like that, but I love the dewy glowy. I also use a brand called SkinCeuticals, which has one of the, I think in the Allure Beauty or when I look around, it's probably one of the most used type of serums. But I also, Kathy Boggs from our friend group, she gave me some Kiehl's. You know that brand Kiehl's?
K-E-I-L-S.
I would say it's a low to medium brand, but she gave me a serum, like an overnight serum from them. Amazing. I think, you know, putting it on and then putting on a heavier moisturizer, you know, before bed has been really a good thing. Now, I know our friend Ellen, she suggested a moisturizer as well.
Okay.
I think it's called Yonka. Yonka.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The Yonka brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was one I was not familiar with either. No. Is that like a California brand? Do you know where that one's from?
I don't know where that's from, okay. But I'll look it up. But, you know, Ellen has a great makeup bag. She was my mm-hmm. roommate on the trip. Ellen and Ellen in the front bedroom there.
The Ellen.
She had a lot of really beautiful products there. And I know that Yonka was something that she really liked for moisturizer. You know, Tish, I have this stuff called Wish for crepey skin. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? It's like really a good one. I think low end, less than $20. And I like to use it on the crepey arms during the summer. And the crepey legs. have you ever used Wish?
I have not used Wish. I had actually used Gold Bond.
That's right. Has
a really good one. And I really feel like that one works because it does make me a little itchy. So I just felt like, well, there must be something going on there. Right. But again, Faye got me, you know, onto that. You know, for me, I love to be in the sun to get that like fresh sun look to you. I think it just mm-hmm. makes you just look so just awake and healthy and whatnot. But I've been trying not to expose my face in particular to a lot of mm-hmm. sun, but I still want that sun-kissed look. So I have found a low-end, the Lumi Glotion by L'Oreal. Just makes you, it just puts this ever so slight sheen to your cheeks, like you get when you've been out in the sun for a couple of, like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I'm going to check that one out. You know, I have used this other bronzer for about 30 or 40 years, the Guerlain bronzer. It comes mm-hmm. in a compact and you can just kind of put it on right. those high cheekbones. But I like this idea of the Lumi Glow. So it's always great mm-hmm. to talk to other women and find yeah. out about these products.
Absolutely. So let's kind of move on.
Yeah.
After we, you know, stop talking about the face, let's let's face it. It's all about the hair, right? And yes. we have such changes with our hair in midlife, you know. What was so funny is our one friend, she was talking, she has so much hair. And I thought, Laura, it was yes. Laura said, oh, I'm losing my hair. Losing? She's got like 5 times much more hair than I have. It's so thick and full. But it's whatever you're used to. It's
right.
It's dealing with how it changes. Yeah.
And it is all relative. You're absolutely right. But big fear of mine is, you know, being bald, being able to see my scalp. And, you know, the other thing I noticed, Tish, is our eyebrows as we age yeah. are getting shorter. I mean, it's yeah. wild. So, all right, share with me some of the best hair products that you've got.
So with the hair, and this is a funny story too. So my friend Constance, and again, she's got a lot of hair, but it's thinner than it used to be for her. So we have both gone to this rather odd dermatologist. He's very good, Harvard Medical School educated. He says crazy things. So she goes in there and she mentions, you know, I feel like my head is my hair is thinning. He starts poking around and I'm telling you, she's got a lot of hair. Oh yeah. I see some bald spots in there. Oh my gosh. Rogaine. That's what he told her. And he said, do not bother with the female Rogaine. Go right for the male Rogaine. It's stronger.
Oh, interesting. Right?
Interesting, yes. right? And that was from a dermatologist. Again, a dermatologist, like I had gone to him and I had some skin cancer on my back, right? And he's like, oh, we're going to have to biopsy it and blah, blah, blah. And I said, do you think it's cancerous? And he stops it. He goes, yeah, of course it is. Like, look how fair you are. It's cancer. It's cancer. I was like, oh. I was so traumatized by his reaction. Because you say that word cancer and it just flips people out. And yeah, he was just like, of course it is. Of course it is. I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Well, you know, sometimes whether it's bald patches or cancer, mm-hmm. we need a direct kind of communication off the mark.
He's Mr. Direct again. His people skills, but he's really good at what he does. But this idea of the thinning hair, it's really for women. I think hair is a symbol of their femininity, right? It's mm-hmm. it's one of the bigger things that sets us apart from men, you know, for the most part. But there's another product that's supposed to be incredibly awesome, and it's Bumble Thickening Plump Mask.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you don't want to go for that Rogaine, which is now over the counter, you don't have to go and get prescriptions for it anymore. And because that'll run you about $50. But, you know, people swear by it, especially if you're addressing it early on, but maybe just some thickening plump mask.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, I definitely think hair is a big issue here at midlife. You know, for me, it's been, should I go gray? Shouldn't I go gray? But being a cancer survivor and being in midlife, my hair has a different texture. It's so much different than it was. And the curl, it's less curly than it was all those years. So, you know, I feel like, again, it's an area every woman I know has a little bit of stress about here at midlife.
It does. Even like we were saying with Laura, who we think has like a bounty of hair, it's not as much as it used to be. So it does work on you mentally. Yeah.
I know. And her hair is gorgeous. I want to put my little plug in here for a product I've been using though with the drier hair. This is called K18. And I'm going to call this a high end because it's $75 plus. It's a leave-in conditioner. And there is a colorist that I follow on Instagram, Jack Martin. And he takes women, not gray, but silver, beautiful silver hair. I think he did Jane Fonda and a few other celebs. I'm blanking on her name right now. She was in four weddings and a funeral. Allie. Anyway, he swears by K18. And now the hairstylist I go to, she also does. It just conditions your hair so beautifully. You leave it in and you only need like a little pea size. So the $75 jar
can last you a long time.
6 months.
If you're not able to swing that $75, Wow products.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. I'm a huge fan of Wow. Now it's not super cheap, but it's kind of more that middle range. It's usually around $20, you know, $20 to $30. But they're anti-frizz. They're I have a leave-in conditioner from them and it's wonderful. It never leaves my hair feeling heavier weight down. You wouldn't even know that there was a leave-in conditioner in it.
I love the Wow products too. And I have a compact that I keep in my bag that's a little gray touch-up from Wow. And it's the first Wow product I had ever. Now it must be like 8 or 9 years ago when I had to start touching up that gray. But it comes with a little brush and you can just do the best touch-ups, and it really got me into Wow products. And I think their anti-frizz is as good, I'm going to say, as the K18. I've also tried Olaplex, which is another higher end brand. No, I'm not as crazy about Olaplex as I am on some of these other things that we talked about.
But if you do have damage to your hair, that K18 is really worth the investment.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I know our friend Ellen also, she can't live without the Moroccan Oil Luminous Hairspray. And mm-hmm. I did use that in the room when we were in the Caymans. That was a great one. You know, Tish, here's where I'm going to confess that I talked about buying this Dyson. I think it's called the Hair System. Uh-huh. For like over a year, I'm sure all of my California friends were like, shutty, uppy, and just buy the damn thing. So I did. And it comes in a giant box with like six or seven, attachments. And it is so powerful. Because
you need a mortgage to purchase it.
Yes, well, I've even heard that you can buy refurbished ones online. Kathy, our friend Kathy, was telling me this.
Of course she does.
Because she always finds the bargains.
She knows the deal. Yeah.
Okay. This thing is so strong that it has blown the fuse in my bathroom like 30 times. I am not kidding you. It does dry your hair so quickly.
Yeah.
But about 2 months after I invested in the system, I cut my hair. I bobbed my hair to my ears from way below my shoulders. So I can't even use the spinny things. There's not even enough hair for the spinny things.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So, Faye Lee had that system, that Dyson system. And
the air wrap.
I was loving it. And I thought, I'm getting this when I go back until I heard the price tag. I thought, maybe not.
Well, next time you're here, maybe we'll trade. I can have your LaLonge Duo, which I've used in the past, right?
Yeah, I love the Duo because you can use it as a straightener. You can use it to curl. And the big thing about it, and for somebody who has thin hair like I do, like soft hair, or fine hair, as you want to call it, the Duo heats it and also cools it at the same time. Mm. So there's a fan that goes on with the La Duo. That's what sets it apart from other, like, just regular, you know, hair stuff. So it sets that curl in. So for me, when I do my hair with the La Duo, it allows the curl to stay in for a long time, for hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where if I just use a curling iron, it's going to fall out in like 30, 40 minutes. Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know what the Duo was of La Duo, but
I think La Duo for them means it can be a straightener or a curler.
Okay. Not the hot
I don't. I don't think that's the reason that they call it La Duo. I think it's because it's a straightener and a curler, depending on how you push it through your hair. Mm-hmm. But it's that fan part of it that allows the curl or the straightening to set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know we've already covered skincare a little bit, but I think there's a few other things we want to talk about before we move on to sunscreen and wrapping up. So what do we got, Tish?
You know, here's the thing with I get lost with this one. There's so much out there that has to do with anti-aging, and a lot of these products are when you really go high-end because nothing scares us midlifers more than wrinkles, right? You know,
I agree.
Do anything to get rid of wrinkles and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff out there, both high end and low end. Mm-hmm. You know. Now, Elastin is a product that you're familiar with, right?
Yes, I am familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one.
That's a high end one, right? That reduces the fine lines and wrinkles. And so that was probably the number one that I kept hearing about over and over and over when you talk about high end. But Vogue had selected the best one for deep wrinkles, right? Or at least maybe the ones that you've neglected to deal with your wrinkles, right? And it's gone a little far. But theirs was the Rock Retinol Corrective Deep Wrinkle Anti-Aging. It has such a long name. Anti-aging. It covers everything. Night cream. And that one comes in at like $13.
That's so unbelievable.
Like $12.99, right? And they listed that as the best one.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you mentioned the Rock or ROC because they do have great products and they're across a number of things, whether it's a night cream, a serum. I noticed they always come out high in that type of thing. But I'm going to say something maybe a little controversial here. I had a lot of skin damage from being very fair and tanning excessively, as you know, through college. And I regret every moment of Bain de Soleil in my life. But I think if you're feeling like you have age spots, if you have sun damage, if you have wrinkles, go to a dermatologist. Get a prescription retinol. I use a thing from my dermatologist. She calls it the vat. It's like this big tub of all of these goodies together that you have to like start once and only go every 3 or 4 days. And, you know, it really does the job. And I'm going to go with that as my number one recommendation.
The vat. The next time I come out to visit, I might need to like book an appointment with your dermatologist.
You need a vat to go.
Yeah. But it was funny again, you know, Faye is a roommate and I know she has used this one product since college. So every day she uses Pond Cold Cream to remove all of her makeup and she swears it's what has left her skin so soft. And she has religiously use Ponds. I think my grandmother used Ponds, you know?
I know. My mom used Ponds and she would put it on every night before bed, in bed with like, you know, her hair pulled back.
Yeah.
Yes. I somehow have like bad Joan Crawford from that movie, Mommy Dearest, of her with Ponds
all over her hangers.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, we've touched on sunscreen a little bit here, Tish. Mm-hmm. And I know, again, this too is all over the place from like, you know, generic low end to high end. I know that La Mer, which is a brand I always aspired to use when I was younger and I couldn't afford it, they have the Blanc de Mer SPF 50 protecting fluid. And allegedly it has cell renewing energies and miracle broth. I just want to know what the F miracle broth is. I have no idea.
But, you know, I will say that a lot of the magazines swear by this particular formula as, yes, invest in this one.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, again, this is from Faye. She had a glow screen, the Super Goop, right? Which is an SPF 40. So it's a skin, it's a glowy skin primer.
But it also has
hydronolic. I'm so bad at these names.
Hydrolonic acids.
Vitamin B5. You know, so it has all this stuff in it. Mm-hmm. It comes in kind of mid range. You know, so you're talking mid. You know, $30 for this one, right? But in a comparison, you know, like a Sun Bum, they have some great ones. La Roche-Posay, they have some great ones too. I would say though, you know, you should really expect to spend at least a good $25 for good sunscreen. Mm-hmm. It's worth the investment to not have to go to crazy dermatologist, not to have to go get a bath, right? So after we've done all this wonderful stuff to our skin, we need to make sure we're maintaining it. And so you want to make sure that you really have a good sunscreen, right?
Listen, my gal says repair. So repair the damage and protect. It's all about a UPF hat. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A UPF hat and great sunscreen after you repair all the damage you've done.
Love it.
But, mm-hmm. you know, let's move on to lips, Tish, because I know we've got to wrap up soon. And we both have some great ideas around this. What do you think?
Before we do that, you had mentioned the eyebrows, and I think that's really important.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
You know, and I just want to grab that because that, again, is one of the youthful pieces that makes a big difference on your face. And so, you know, the high end of, you know, solution to it is microblading. Don't go cheap on the microblader. Because if you go to a cheap place that's like too good to be true, you're going to end up looking crazy. You want somebody that can do it and make it look natural and work with your eyes. You know, definitely get recommendations from friends for microblading. Would you get microblading done?
Absolutely. In a hot minute. Absolutely. Right. And I do think my eyebrows, you know, I'm very bummed that they're getting to be less and less, but I do think that there are some great brands. I use Benefit, has a great eyebrow pen. It's like a little tube. It's liquid. But a friend just recommended Lady Gaga has a makeup brand called House Labs, H-A-U-S. This is from our friend Pookie, who's a lot of high-end brands. And she swears by this eyebrow pencil that makes like little strokes, you know.
I love those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll put a link to that there. But yes, definitely.
But if that's too rich for your blood, e.l.f. has an awesome one. Mm-hmm. It's a brow lift and has special applicator and stuff. So if you're doing all this work, eyebrows do make you look younger.
They do.
So it's definitely something to consider. You know, if you can afford microblading, go for it. All right. Now let's go to the lips.
All right. Let's go to the lips.
Well, I think you have to start. So as we get older, our lips get dry. We have a lot of dry skin around that. So I think it's really important to use a scrub to remove the dry skin to start with, right? And a nice sugar scrub. I know that, as far as a high end one, there's one called Sugar Lip, Polish Exfoliator, would gently kind of, you know, do this treatment. And then, you know, if you put lipstick on dry lips, it's just going to look a mess, right?
Yeah.
So you got to prep them and then keep them hydrated and stuff. But if you can't, you know, and that's a high end at 18. So it's not super high end.
No.
But Revlon has one and it's called Kiss Sugar Scrub Exfoliator. And that's only like $5. So make sure you're starting it off with just like you would your face, with cleansing it properly and treating it properly. Get in there with a good lip scrub.
You know, I'm going to admit that I had no idea there were lip scrubs until we did this. I think for me, because chapped lips are not my thing, knock on wood, unless I'm up in the mountains or something, I don't really think about it too much. I mean, I am a user of like a Burt's Bees lip balm occasionally, but this is all new for me. I'm going to have to try maybe, you know, the Revlon lip scrub balm, because I'm not going to go high end on this. Consider I've made it all these years and not used it, but I am intrigued by this idea. You know, Tish.
So once we have these soft lips, what are we going to put on them? Right. That's the question. So hit me with your choices for lipstick.
Okay. Well, I am, of course, I know I've talked about this before, a lover of the Clinique Black Honey. I'm going to call it Iconic. Oh,
it's iconic. Yeah.
It looks good on everyone. I am also into Tom Ford. He has an amazing lipstick and it's a breast cancer fundraiser. And again, it's a very neutral color that looks good on everyone. And my new favorite is by a brand, and again, this is high-end brand called Westman Atelier. And I believe that it's someone named Gucci Westman who makes this. And this is called Lip Suede. I mean, who doesn't want lip suede? And it has the cutest, I'm showing Tish because she can see this, just the cutest packaging.
Great applicator,
And it has a magnet. The top goes back on with a magnet. Anyway, those are my three big colors. I don't really have a lot of other ones. I do use a nude lip pencil, again, that Pookie gave me. And I do like the idea of putting on a lip pencil. Again, I do not have dry lips. And I think a lot of ladies may not like the lip pencil for that. What about you? I know your signature lipstick, but let's hear it, Tish.
I have over the years tried different colors, different brands. I always go back to my love from college, Silver City, Revlon Silver City Pink.
Yes.
It is just me. That's my signature lipstick. And then I do have some small lines around my lips right now. In the Silver City, you don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a shinier lip. It's a matte,
shinier,
right?
And it's a very light pink when it goes on. Mm-hmm. It's shiny. So you don't get that when I put on, say, a matte that's darker. You can start to see where it starts bleeding into my little lines. I don't like that.
So, oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to the grave with Silver City Pink. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to say the 1983, 1984, 1985 versions of the two of us. I was wearing Black Honey and you were wearing Silver City Pink. So
I love it.
We have, I think now we really want to talk about this balance, right, Tish? We want to talk about finding that balance.
Yeah. I think too, you know, sometimes you don't even want to have lipstick on, but I still think it's important that you go out with a good lip balm, you know, and there's so many great ones out there. What are some of your favorites?
Well, I think I mentioned, I do really like that Burt's Bees brand. It's got, I put them in stockings. They make stocking stuffers, Easter basket, just little gifts, pink grapefruit, coconut. I've never met a coconut product I don't like in my life.
Oh, yeah. They have a coconut pear one that is yummy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have just lip moisturizer, a lot of beeswax. It's tint-free. It's natural. And so I really like that. And you know what? Again, like you can't take the 70s or the 80s out of the girl, but give me a chapstick classic medicated lip balm, right? The old chapstick.
So it was so funny because my kids growing up would lick their lips so much that they would have like huge red marks around their mouth, right?
Yeah, the big chap.
The only thing that would get them cleared up and fast was the light blue. It's in the light blue one, the chapstick classic medicated lip balm. Mm. And I even remember seeing another little boy and his were so red and raw. And it hurts them. And I went over to the mother and I said, look, I said, my kids do this same thing. This is what you have to get. But today, even if I'm like, you know, during, you know, different seasons where my lips dry out or, you know, I'll go back to that. I'll revert back to that. And it seems to put my lips in a better condition. So, yeah,
I love that. I think maybe that's where it's colder than here. I don't feel that, but it's so good to know that when you need something that's really, really strong, that's a good one to go to. But so as we wrap up,
talked a lot about, you know, when to go high, when to go low. I really think it's about finding that balance between the two and staying within your personal preferences, your personal budget. There's no sense in going broke or putting yourself in that situation just to have some name products. There's too many good dupes out there.
I agree. Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about self-expression, confidence, authenticity here at midlife. knowing and understanding your personal style goes into your personal beauty routine as well.
Right.
And
so I was going to say, you know, for everyone listening, we're going to have a lot of these products posted on our Amazon storefront. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that you, you know, heard that you want to try or whatever, definitely visit us on our store, you know, that one stop, and you can pick up all these products.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up today, I hope that our listeners, that you've gained insight into high-end, low-end beauty products that we think work for women at midlife. And remember, it's not about the price tag at all, but how that product makes you feel and what works for you. Like for me, finding a clean product like the Ursa Major brand really works for me and not high-end.
Right. And I just want to give a big shout out to some of our new listeners in Park Ridge, Illinois, and Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, White House Station, New Jersey, and even Sterling, Virginia. Thank you for joining us on this podcast, you know.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome. I love it.
Right. So, you know, just this is just one of the topics that I think a lot of friends talk about so much. So stay tuned for more empowering discussions on navigating midlife with style, with grace, with confidence. You know, the stories, the wisdom, the insights that we explore are not really meant to be kept to ourselves. But by sharing this podcast with other women at midlife, you're not just spreading the, you know, knowledge or whatever, but you're sparking some inspiration. You're fostering connections. And you're building a community that's focused on support and empowerment.
Well said, Tish. I don't even know if I can top that. I really don't. But, you know, share with your friends. Share the podcast. Share good news. Share beauty product, right? Really just share and build your community. And this can be a catalyst for someone else's transformation, for igniting a new perspective, and for building that community. So what do we say? Till next week, midlifers?
Till next week.
The Positively Midlife podcast will drop every Wednesday. Become part of our tribe of women excited to thrive in midlife. Like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you listen, and invite your friends along. Until next time, have a great week.